With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham is warning Russia to accept a ceasefire with Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Ukraine says it will accept a 30-day truce with Russia if the U.S. lifts its pause on military assistance and intelligence sharing. Graham says he's convinced that Ukraine wants peace, but says in a post on X, quote, I'm extremely skeptical that Russia will accept a ceasefire, and I am very doubtful they want to end this war. Graham also threatened to introduce a bill for what he calls bone-breaking sanctions and tariffs if Russia rejects the ceasefire. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, incoming Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's ready to meet with President Trump if he's open to talk about a common approach to trade. Carney says workers in both countries will be better off when the greatest economic and security partnership in the world is renewed. Inflation cooled off a bit last month, according to the government's newly released Consumer Price Index. Correspondent Rich Thomason with details.
Prices rose 0.2% in February. It was a 2.8% increase year over year, and that was down from January's 3% rise. Last month's report, a bit better than analysts had been expecting.
Core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, rose from a year earlier, but were down from 3.3% in January, the core figure, the lowest in nearly 4 years. Investigators continuing the search for a college student from Virginia who vanished earlier this month while visiting the Dominican Republic. Sudiksha Kananke and five other people were there during spring break from classes. Kananke was last seen on March 6th in the beach resort town of Punta Cana. The FBI has entered the investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 80 points, the Nasdaq picking up 264. This is SRN News. Well, this week we've highlighted United in Christ, the Christian emergency response organization founded by Daniel Geraci. His experiences with Hurricane Katrina survivors who flooded into his native Austin, Texas, inspired him to create a model for church networks nationwide to train Christians. In his book, which is also titled United in Christ, he hopes his story will inspire readers to take action in their own cities.
You know what? If this could happen in Austin, Texas, or some of these other communities, surely it can happen in our community. We want one of these. And the hope is that maybe leaders might be inspired to say, let's do it. We're here to help them out. We United in Crisis. We have a global training center where we will walk with cities for 12 months. We'll coach them on a weekly basis. We'll give them all the tools to make them look as if they've been around for 10 years.
Geraci's book titled United in Crisis, available on unitedincrisis.org. This is SRN News. From the Foreign Desk, a man under arrest in connection with Monday's collision between a cargo ship and a tanker, which was transporting jet fuel for the U.S. military. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this update.
British police say the 59-year-old man has been detained on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter in connection with the collision. The man, who hasn't been named by police, has not yet been charged. Footage filmed from a helicopter on Tuesday morning showed that the fire appeared to be mostly out on the tanker, which had a large gash on its port side. The Solong is still alight, and the fire on board the tanker, the Stena Immaculate, has greatly diminished, adding that the cargo ship was drifting south. A half-mile exclusion zone has been put in place around both ships. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.